I, Judge Lee, of sound mind and body, have found the defendant guilty of perverse magic. The court believes the defendant has been using magic in ways not upheld in our Constitution. This includes, but is not limited to, using magic to help get themselves off, using magic to help get others off, using magic to alter one's anatomy for the means of sexual gratification, as well as applying perverse magic in situations that do not call for that kind of magic. The defendant has been sentenced to 5 years without the use of magic. Defendant will follow Judge Lee back to her chambers, where the punishment will take place in a private location. Along with the removal of magic, the defendant will have monthly check-ins with an officer to make sure their mana levels are staying put. If there is any use of mana, another case will start and the sentencing may be longer. Finally, the defendant will receive random check-ins from a court-appointed officer to make sure that they are not using their magic at any given time. Are there any questions about the verdict? Very well. With that, this court is dismissed. Everyone have a great day. Defendant, if you could follow me. This will take no more than an hour, and then you can go about your day. My office is just down the hall. I used to let someone else do this part of the sentencing, but after a few mistakes were made, I learned that it's better to do things myself. There's nothing like a private moment and a personal touch, right? Just a bit further. This place is large, and it probably feels even longer, because you're not going to be able to use your magic after this. Are you nervous? That's normal. Were you someone who always had magic, or did you have to study? So this is going to be extra rough on you. Hopefully after your 5 years of probation, you will have learned your lesson. We cannot afford to be lenient on perverse magic offenders. After you. Get undressed and take a seat. I need to set up a few things. You will be receiving a few wards today. The first one is going to track how much mana you're capable of and how much you use. The second one you will receive will be binding your magic to it. The third one you receive will be after the release of energy to ensure that it does not come back. And the fourth and final one you will be receiving is a tracker so that we are able to always find you. After your 5 years are up, the wards get exchanged for a singular one that tracks your mana usage, so if you end up using this type of magic again, we will be able to stop you before you even start. Perverse magic is not something to be toyed with, and it's why we don't let it into the hands of everyday civilians like yourself. It's for the safety of you and others around you. For your own protection, one could say. You do know that perverse magic is the most unstable, right? That's why we don't let just anyone do it. It takes decades of training to even get a handle on it and a license to practice it. Now, let me double check that I have everything. Ashes, silver flake, salt. Yeah. Yeah, everything's here. Hold out your wrist, dear. Good. This shouldn't hurt, but I have had people hiss at the feeling. This first one, this is going to be a tracker for your mana usage. Dipping my finger into the mixture and drawing this design. Looping swirls surrounding your wrists, traveling up your arm and stopping at your elbow. It's okay, dear. It is. You're doing good. I know it stings a bit, but this is going to be the most painful one you have to experience. It has to attach to your cord to be able to track things like this. I know it hurts a lot now, but this is for your own good. You'll see. It's my duty to protect the folks in this town, and that includes you. If I have to protect you from yourself, then I will. The perverse displays of magic you are showing prove that you aren't capable of handling magic of this kind. Now, your first ward is done. That wasn't too bad, was it? Don't be such a baby. Now the second ward is going to feel odd. It goes around your sex, like this. A triangle of sorts to bring all your magic right here to the forefront. Over the years of enacting this punishment, I've learned the easiest way to get rid of someone's mana is to bind it to their sex and then give them an orgasm. The release of energy also makes the user release their magic to create the most earth-shattering orgasm. That excites you, doesn't it? The release of the energy also allows for all of the magic to be put into the universe. And while it's out there, I'm able to draw another ward so that it cannot return to your body. By binding your magical abilities to your sexual energy, I'm able to control it easier. This one doesn't hurt, does it? No. This one adds a bit of heat, right? You feel yourself getting pleasantly warmer, feeling your energy drawn to this area. Oh, that's it, dear. A throbbing sensation pulls at you, and you can't tell if it's because of your magic or your own lust. I suppose it doesn't matter to you, since you won't be a magic user in a bit. As long as it feels really good right now, right? That's all that matters to a brat like you. That's right. With that ward being complete, I'm going to wait a minute or two for the magic to gather while you lay there. If I started right away, there would still be a bit of magic left when you orgasm. We can't have that, can we? Since you're having your powers taken away, I need to make sure it is all there when I need it. You have to sit there and wait, getting more turned on with every passing second. The throbbing is so hard to ignore at this point, isn't it? Yeah, the pressure is building. You want to touch yourself, but as soon as you do, those are your last moments with magic. You're back to who you were before you discovered this ability. If you can't be trusted to not use perverse magic, then you don't get to use any. It's that simple. You thought you could bypass all the training because you have a knack for it, because it came to you with such ease and you always got consent from your partner. But that's not the case in this town. The rules exist for a reason, dear. You're not the exception. You never were. If you wanted to practice perverse magic, you should have taken the course and gotten your license like everyone else. Then you wouldn't have ended up here. Naked, on a judge's couch, about to lose anything that made you powerful, that made you different. I hope it was worth it, dear, because from where I'm standing, you look mighty fucking pathetic. I hope you enjoyed your last few minutes with magic. Enjoy it, dear. This is the last orgasm you are ever going to experience with magic for a long time. Though, I'm sure you're used to this, aren't you? The telltale magical sparks shooting up your spine as my hand starts to touch you. Feeling feels so much more intense than when you don't add a bit of magic. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, it's such a shame. With every stroke against you, I'm taking a bit of you, making you just a little bit weaker for me. You're losing against me, and it's for the best, dear. I mean, it really is. You've shown that you can't handle magic. Instead of going into one of the approved magics like transmutation or even evocation, you went straight for perverse studies. If you were studying it properly, that would be one thing, but you are just a hobbyist with a passion. It doesn't matter that it feels good and you are being responsible with it. It's about the precedent. You broke a rule, and now you have to suffer the consequences. The only person to blame is yourself. Was it worth it, dear? You're not going to admit it, and that's fine. You don't have to say that you're afraid to lose your powers, that you're afraid of being weak. It's whatever you need to tell yourself, right? Whatever lies you have to tell yourself to sleep at night. I mean, think about it. The only person you can blame for this current predicament is yourself. Getting more riled up as I continue to stroke you, making you feel good. You hate that my hand feels so soft, don't you? You're helpless. Having my nice and warm hand moving against you, making you moan in pleasure. If I were in your shoes, I would be enjoying this. It's the last magic-infused orgasm you're going to be having for a while, pretty one. The pressure building up between your thighs as I keep my pace. I can't imagine what people are going to think once you walk out of this building. Everyone is going to see you. They're all going to know what happened. They're going to know why you lost your mama. That you couldn't be trusted with it. Oh, it's going to be so humiliating for you to tell them the truth. That you proved you can't be trusted with it, so a court had to take away it. Gods, you're pathetic, aren't you? Yes, you are. Just look at you. Growing more desperate as I touch you, knowing that these are your last few moments with any sort of magical abilities for a few years. Oh, that's right. The magic intensifies the pleasure you're feeling as it shoots through you. You can't help the noises you're making as I keep touching you with no sign of stopping. You have to lay back and take it, don't you? I mean, it's not like there's much else you can actually do in this situation, dear. You behaved like a slut, toting your perverse magic about town, making yourself come with a single thought, making your partner come without touching them. These are all things that you can't do without training. If you break the law, you get punished. Everything that is happening to you is happening because you deserve it. The only person to blame is yourself, not the courts, not society, not even me. The only person with accountability is you, dear. And the next time you even think about using your magic, I might not be so lenient on you. I only gave you 5 years, isn't that nice? If you were to use your magic again, you would be a liability. I can't take that liability. So get your license like everyone else, dear. It's not that hard. Or did you fail because you were so stupid and then figured, well, I know what I'm doing anyways? It really is a shame. Because you had the potential to be a great user of perverse magic. You did. If only you had gone about it the right way instead of trying to fast track it. Now you'll never be able to use it again. You'll be lucky in 5 years if we agree to let you have basic mana back. Gods, just look at you. You're so fucking pathetic, dear. All the confidence you had in the courtroom disappears behind closed doors. You're just as pitiful as the rest of them. Getting more desperate to orgasm despite knowing what it means. You don't want to come this time, do you? You know that it means you'll lose everything, but you can't help it. You can't control how good your body feels, how fast I'm touching you. My own magic mingling with yours as the pressure builds even faster. The throbbing is too powerful to ignore as my hands keep working you. Oh, that's it, dear. Moan for me. Let everyone outside the door hear how much you're enjoying being made into a worm. Come on. It's not like you have any respect left. You're just a powerless worm. I mean, like, seriously, how could anyone respect you now? Look at how far you've fallen, dear. Would anyone in their right mind respect you? Respect this? That's right. They wouldn't. I don't know how they're even going to be able to look you in the eyes. Hearing what a slut you are for losing your powers. Enjoying the feeling of being fucked while you grow weaker and weaker. You can feel your power draining, can't you? Every stroke against you, a little bit more of your magic leaves your body. Leaves you feeling empty and wanting more from me. Trying to find something in the growing pleasure. The growing need to come. It's getting closer, isn't it? It won't be long now, dear. You're going to come, and you're going to be like every other non-magic user. The only difference is you will remember how good it felt to have magic. To have control and power over others. But you don't get that anymore. You don't deserve it. You've shown me that you're a pathetic worm. You don't deserve to have magic this powerful, do you? You don't. You can't fucking handle it. If you can't be trusted with mana, then you don't deserve to use it. You abuse it on yourself and on others. You're a menace simply for having these abilities. The people of this town, they're going to be grateful. Imagine living in fear knowing that your waiter, or even the person sitting next to you, could play with you in such a lewd way without your permission. That's the terror you brought to this town. But no longer. You're going to be on your best behavior from now on, aren't you? Oh, I bet you are. That's it, dear. You feel so good, don't you? That's right. As much as you hate to say it, you feel amazing. My own hand not stopping, only touching you quicker, making you moan out louder. You're so close, aren't you? That's good, dear. Why don't you come for me? I know you want to. You've taken everything so well, so come for me. Turn over a new leaf and come. Oh, just like that, dear. Yes. Feel all your magic drain out of you. Oh, that's it. Already so much better. No longer a pathetic worm I can't stand the sight of. Now you have purpose and value and aren't a danger. I get to keep all your magic for the time being. You did so good. Now, while you catch your breath, I'll place the other two wards on you. Need to be quick about this so that you don't start recovering. I know it takes about 5 minutes for all of the mana to come back, but Better safe than sorry with you. The ward is so that the mana doesn't return, and it's being done to your chest. It's a fairly simple design, so it can be placed just as quickly as I need it. Just a few squares and rectangles interconnecting. Just like that. Perfect. And for the final ward, I am placing it right on your inner thigh. A circle with a sigil in it so that we always know where you are. It wouldn't be good for anyone if we lost track of you, dear. You've shown such great potential for magic, picking up reverse magic as quickly as you did. Not everyone can do that. It is impressive, even though it is illegal. If you start exploring one of the other schools, we will need to know about that. I'm going to be keeping my eye on you. But with that, you're good to go. All the wards have been sealed, and you no longer have access to your magic. All things considered, this is a productive day. I hope to not see you in my court anytime soon, dear. You're dismissed.